This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Early this summer, the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees said it was working on a new contract for University President Jack Thomas. The two sides now have an agreement, though it's the same deal Dr. Thomas has been working under all along. The issue came up during the board's meeting in June. Kathy Early chaired the board at the time and was asked about the contract after the meeting.
He actually has never had a contract. There's been a letter of employment that's been in place for 10 years, and at this point the board feels that there should actually be a formal contract, so we're just trying to work out the language on a contract.
Would it spell out more than a letter would? Would there be specific things in there, or have these letters spelled out specific expectations?
The letters have spelled out some specific expectations, but we would anticipate that we would expand upon those expectations in a contract.
The contract was eventually approved in late August. Tri-State's Public Radio asked for a copy of the contract and all related documents. We received a two-page document that Thomas signed in May 2011. It includes his starting salary and other benefits. It says he must give a six-month notice if he intends to leave, and if the board decides to replace him, it must give a 12-month notice or payment in lieu thereof unless he chooses to join the faculty. The document also lists several other general perks, but it does not spell out specific expectations. The current board chairperson is Carolyn Ellert Fuller. She was asked about goals or expectations for Thomas for the next year.
You see them rolling out month by month. There was the July 16th press conference, which was the beginning. We have had our board retreat, where we talked about many things, which was a public meeting. And today, we've had progress reports. You will continue to see this as the months roll on, the weeks roll on. We will have, we may have more board meetings than are regularly scheduled. Remains to be seen, but you stay tuned.
The July 16 press conference she referred to is when the administration unveiled its so-called realignment plan for Western. Ellert Fuller says Thomas has managed through extremely difficult times. She says that alone is a monumental accomplishment. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.